This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Buna Coburn Carlson, also known as Bunny, grew up near Plum City in western Wisconsin in the 1930s. Born in 1926, she witnessed many of the hardships of the Great Depression, but her family was close and loving, and people in the community looked out for one another. She's written a memoir of that time that was published this spring by the University of Wisconsin Press. Farm Girl is a collection of her remembrances in short essay form. She talked to me from her home in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and told me how the book began.
I started with the idea that I would record some of the recipes that Mother prepared as I grew up. There were things like we had Dutch cheese, we had dough gods, we had dad soup. And these were names of recipes that would make no sense whatever without the story. So I started writing the stories as well as the recipes. And eventually I realized that the stories were more interesting than the recipes. So that's how this book started.
The memories are so interesting and good-hearted, and at times it's you almost forget that this all took place during the Great Depression. What do you think helped keep your family so positive?
Well, there was never any allowance for the fact that we might be victims. We were not. We were strong. We were courageous. My parents had grown up working hard, knowing that there were rewards of labor, that you just didn't get something for nothing. So we worked hard. Everybody did. It was a good time. There was neighborliness. There was warmth and kindness that just sustained a lot of people. We helped each other.
Was there one particular part of the book that you enjoyed writing, you know, maybe the most of all of the chapters?
Yes. I think it would be the last visit home at the very end of the book. I guess it kind of summed up how I felt about the book. And of course, going to school, I did belabor that, I'm sure, but it was so important. And there was never any question about any of my siblings or myself staying home to help with farm work. We went to school, period. That was it. There was no question about not going to school. In the worst weather, uphill both ways. And it always seemed that way when tired little legs were trying to walk up that big hill.
So what do you think we can learn in this era of hardship from that era of hardship?
Well, I think we can remember that we're all in it. We are truly all in it together. We need to be more loving, more helpful, more careful what we say, more generous in accepting other people's point of view. There are similarities, but there are such great differences. The shortages, the inability to travel, to get about. In the 30s, it was caused by shortages of material. And then during the lockdown, it was mandated from above. However, there were similarities, but greater differences. I just think there was more kindness, more understanding, more thoughtfulness, more we're all in this together kind of feeling in the 30s.
Bunny Carlson, thank you so much for joining us and for sharing your book.
Well, thank you so much, Melissa.